across South Africa, online and on radio. SAFM, let's talk.
5 minutes to eight the time. Good morning to you. Wednesday morning. It is, of course, Budget Wednesday. A lot more coverage to come for you through the afternoon here on SAFM from 2 o'clock. Well, the Health Justice Initiative is now going to court to ask for all of the contracts signed by government with the companies that manufacture COVID-19 vaccines to be made public. There's been a lot of questions over the secrecy over this. You can imagine how much pressure there was on government to sign these contracts to get vaccines about a year ago. Now, remember when we found out that some vaccine doses being prepared here were actually going to Europe before being used here at one point. Well, Fatima Hassan is the director of the Health Justice Initiative. She joins us now. Fatima, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
What are you actually asking for?
We're asking for the disclosure of all the vaccine contracts and agreements with any other vaccine manufacturers or organizations or entities. And obviously, because we believe that there should be more transparency in this pandemic, and there's just very, very high levels of secrecy, which doesn't foster any public trust and doesn't allow us to hold government to account if we don't know what the terms and conditions are. Because of the secrecy and the confidentiality that has been invoked in respect of these agreements.
Just to be clear, these are contracts that would have been signed, I presume, by our health department, but by our government. So they're not signed by anyone else. They're signed by our government and the person that provided the vaccines, right?
Yes, and they were signed presumably by the Minister of Health or the Director General of Health at that time. It was the former Minister of Health, and it was signed with companies who are refusing to tell us who the contracting parties were. Even our government is refusing to tell us who exactly they signed the agreements with. So, you know, in the public sphere, we know that we signed agreements with Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, but which office, which jurisdiction, what is their address? We've been unable to cite them as respondents in these papers because all the parties are refusing to tell us who the exact contracting party is. And this is why we've said, well, then in that case, the Department of Health has to join all the relevant parties because we can't even find out in a pandemic who our government entered into contracts with. And on this Budget Wednesday, remember, Stephen, that last year 10 billion rands was allocated for the acquisition of vaccines. So, you know, there's a bigger principle at play here that in a pandemic, there should actually be more transparent procurement when you're using such large amounts of public resources for a very important intervention. If the terms are secret, if they continue to remain confidential, where you know nothing about any of the details, it then means that two things. One, we can't hold government account or the contracting parties. But two, it creates distrust in government. It distorts our democratic traditions in a constitutional democracy. And then that in turn could also lead to vaccine hesitancy or distrust in the actual vaccine.
Well, it also means, if you don't know who the contract's with, that Stephen Grotius could have been acting as a middleman and could have been selling the vaccines to government at twice the cost, but you have no idea because you don't even know that it's with Stephen Grotius and not directly with Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson.
Exactly.
Are contracts with vaccine manufacturers for other vaccines, so we've vaccinated people in this country for over 200 years, generally children, are those contracts actually public now?
So, look, there is a move towards getting two things. One is this notion of an open government, and an open government means open procurement and more transparency on the terms and conditions. So there may be times where the contracting parties may say that all the elements of the contract cannot be made public and that some of them have to remain confidential for commercial considerations. We'll have to see what the different parties argue in this particular case. But generally, one knows what one has paid, what the indemnification conditions are, what the export restrictions are. Remember that in this case, we're looking at a situation where the terms and conditions of one contract with the state were then invoked to benefit the terms and conditions of another contract between two private companies. So there's been such an overlap and, you know, so much secrecy in the interaction between the different agreements so that supplies could actually benefit richer countries and northern countries, as we saw with the Johnson & Johnson supplies. And that is what we're trying to get to the bottom of. Yesterday, we released the vaccine supplies tracking sheet. There's about a third owing on one of the contracts. a third of supply is owing on one of the contracts. That's about 10 million vaccines. If there's no demand for that particular vaccine, if people want to be boosted by another vaccine, for example, given the recent booster decision, it means that the government has to tell us, well, can you return those doses? Do you have to take delivery of that? Is there a penalty clause? What happens when there's a breach of contract, if there's no deliveries? Can you onward sell it? Can you onward donate it? There's a lot of confusion and secrecy around the terms, not just in South Africa, in many other parts of the world. And there's also been a shift in some of the courts in Latin America where they said that the contract should be open. There's access to information filings that are happening in Europe and the US. So we're certainly not the only group in the world that are trying to access these contracts, which have really used a lot of public resources and have caused a lot of confusion and secrecy, unnecessarily so in a pandemic.
Fatima Hassan, as always, thank you, Director at the Health Justice Initiative. It's a fascinating case here with SAFM leading the conversation, Budget Day and vaccines. It's 8 o'clock.